Hey guys, hello, hello. It's almost 12 o'clock. I'm here at the wall. It's a beautiful Thursday here in Southern California. And we are speaking those things forth, right? Let's just say it. It's a beautiful Thursday. It's a beautiful day. God is doing new things and great things. So just, hey, check in with me when you get on. Hello, Lisa. Hello, Valerie. It is our time together. I think I've got a message to bring for just a moment, and we're going to get into some prayer time. But I just want to welcome everybody as they're getting on. Hi, Jamie. How are you guys doing? How are you doing in your quarantine time? I'm hearing good stories, and I'm hearing crazy stories of what's going on during this quarantine season. And we're going to talk about that together today. So as you hop on, let's hear from you. Valerie says, hey, sweet girl, or hey, sister. Back at you, my love bug. Good to see you. Hearts from Jamie and from Laura, Bobby Joe. Hey, thanks, Bobby Joe. I know Jen touched base with you yesterday for the empowerment program here at Influence Church. And of course, your willingness to continue to help us put together meals for those in need and our elderly here in Orange County. So Bobby Joe, I just want to honor you and thank you for your link group and everything you're doing. I wish you guys could see what I'm looking at right here in the lobby of Influence Church. We have put shelves with all of the food that's coming in, and we basically, this lobby has become a warehouse for food that we are getting out to our community. We're working with Anaheim and getting out into the areas here in Anaheim. So thank you, Bobby Joe. Anybody that's listening right now that wants to join and help us either collect food or distribute food. I'm hearing now that there's food lines. We're at an all-time high with unemployment right now. So we have to be the church. Thank you, who's ever shooting up those hearts right now. And I'm sure you can see, if you would just right now in the memo, let Bobby Joe know that you'd be willing to help. She's on this thread with us right now. And if you'd be willing to actually just share right now, this is a great time for us to be sharing on social media. So if you would take and just push that share button so people on your feed can see what we're doing and they can hear this message from today, I would love for us to begin to reach thousands and thousands of women. We are specifically working as women of influence. I know men are on this as well, and we invite you to come be a part of our prayer time. Our passion is women of influence to make a difference in this world. So would you just right now shout out to Bobby Jones? I'd love to help. And Lisa, thank you for that sweet post you had this morning. We know Passover is coming up next Friday, and we're all anticipating what God's going to do here. So hello to all you guys. Just want to make sure that I'm saying hi to everybody that's on. And Rosio, you're on. Karen, you're on. Another Karen, you're on. Lots of Karens here today. Helen. So guys, I'm going to talk to you about something this morning. Let's just begin by getting really real and really honest. Is anybody struggling with fear? Anybody struggling with fear? And I'm not normally a real fearful person, maybe a little bit afraid of dark sometimes, but not a spirit of fear that kind of comes over me. And I'm going to be honest, I've started to feel the spirit of fear. And that's how we know it's a spirit. It comes on us and it cripples us. So I've entitled today's message, you know, are you a slave to fear? Because fear can cripple us. And here's what we're fearing. First of all, we're fearing maybe 100 times a day, did I touch something? Did I come in contact with someone? And if you're going to the store, most of us are staying home and we need to stay home right now. But we fear, did I come in contact or did I touch something? Or maybe you're fearing, I've lost my job and I don't know if I'm going to get my job back. Or I'm sorry, guys, we just lost our live video here on Instagram. So we'll have to get that back up. Let me just keep going on Facebook with you guys. But we fear, you know, not only like, did I lose my job or will I get my job back? Maybe you're fearing your children being home. Are they getting the education they need? You're fearing how your marriage is going to survive through this. You guys, there are so many fears. And I'm telling you, I got home yesterday and I sat down yesterday afternoon with my husband and we sat on the back porch and I was just sad. I mean, he said to me, are you okay? And I said, I don't know that I'm depressed, but I'm sad because you guys, we're out of our environment. We're not meant to be in isolation. We are social creatures made in the image of God as the body of Christ. And so this thing is just so weird to be in seclusion. And I sat there and I said, I don't know why I'm just like sad. And we had to process through it. Listen to me. We had to process through our feeling because fear is a spirit. Are you with me? Fear is a spirit. So I want to talk to you about a couple of things. I don't know, like social media is crazy right now, and I'm watching all these videos, and so many people are going live, and it's so helpful. And just like I said to you, you guys have a platform. Welcome back, Women of Influence, on Instagram. We got you back. Okay, now listen, I've talked to you about how these social mediums are your platforms, and so everybody's gotten the message, and we're all doing Facebook Live, Instagram Live, sharing our stories and our scriptures, and that we're inundated with information. We live in this information age, and maybe information overload. And this was something I'm going to give it to you because I thought it was good. So it's good to have information. This particular doctor was on this morning, and people have been asking her, hey, is it safe to get my mail? Is it safe to open up my boxes from Amazon and Target and all my deliveries? And here's what she said. I thought it was really interesting. It's a COVID-19 study. And she said, when you touch an object, this COVID-19 can stay on cardboard up to 24 hours. It can stay on a copper top for 4 hours. And then it said harder substances like plastic and steel and things like that, 2 to 3 days. So she was talking how you need to wipe things down, and you might want to leave your mail in your mailbox for a day, and you may want to leave your packages outside for a day. And I'm thinking, what kind of world do we live in that you're asking yourself, what did I touch today? And we were turning into this, you were paranoid and we're fearful. And we're asking ourselves 100 times a day, did somebody cough on me? Did somebody sneeze on me? Should I wear a mask? Should I wear gloves? That's the world. That's that spirit of fear that's on us. So what I want to talk to you right now, and I found this really, really interesting. This disease is spread by fear. This disease is spread by fear. So we live in two worlds, you guys. We live in a spiritual world and we live in a physical world. And both of them are warring right now with our emotions. Holy Spirit's trying to bring us comfort, and this world is bringing us fear. So as much as we're trying to walk in comfort and walk in confidence and walk in the Spirit, we put on the mind of Christ and we're telling ourselves, I'm a creation made in Christ Jesus. I'm not subject to fear. I'm no longer a slave to fear. We're singing that song, I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh man, where'd my voice go, right? I'm singing this. I am a child of God, and I'm singing it. And then I wonder, oh my gosh, what did I touch? Do you realize that emotion that you're going through right now, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, you're exhausted by the end of the day. And most of the time we go to bed discouraged or fearful. We might have a scratchy throat, or we have a headache, or we know someone that has symptoms. And that's the world we're living in. I'm going to give you some scriptures at the end of our time together that I placed on my website, and I want you to go to those, download them, and print them, and pray them over you. And we're going to do that at the end of our time together. But let me talk to you about this. It hit me with a video I was listening to, and I researched it a little bit. So the disease, the COVID-19, the word COVID, or if you wanted the coronavirus, listen, coronavirus name is derived from the Latin word corona, meaning crown. So we know that it takes on a crown-like form, and that all of these little spikes are coming at us, and they're breaking down our immune system, and they get in our lungs, right? And that's what they're explaining to us. And here's what it says. It appears crown-like due to small projections formed by the viral spike. And when I was reading that definition, I got to thinking about that crown, and it's the crown of the enemy, you guys. It's the crown of the enemy. And what happens is he's bringing fear. So this coronavirus, this corona disease, is a crown, and the spikes on the crown are individual fear mongers. Think of it this way. So all of a sudden this spike comes at me of, do I have the disease? And then, is my marriage okay? And I'm depressed, or I'm discouraged, or anxiety. And all these spikes of this crown are coming after us, and they're warring against us. Here's what you have to realize. This is a spiritual battle as much as it's a physical battle. Be smart. Do what our government is telling us to do. Stay home, stay protected, stay safe. But you have to realize this is a supernatural war, and the enemy is trying to take us out. How do I know that? Because it makes no sense. It came on us too quick. We don't know how to deal with it. Our government's scrambling, trying to figure out. There's a spirit of confusion, and people don't know what to do. So I want to share with you quickly a passage similar to what we talked about yesterday with the story of Elijah in 1 Kings 17. I want to take us into 18 today and then into 19. So remember when we talked yesterday about Elijah and how he was battling Mount Carmel, and he talked about how they were intermingling with the gods of the world. And I said, I believe that we're intermingling with the gods of this age, and it was easy believism, and the church needs to wake up, and I truly believe that. And Elijah had this victory. He called down fire from heaven, and everyone knew who Yahweh God was. Only God answered, and God will answer. When you call God, we just need to pray fire from heaven, fire to destroy and burn up this disease. God, burn up this disease in Jesus' name. This incredible victory, and everyone knows Yahweh God is the true God. And then we get to chapter 19, and listen what happens. Jezebel, that evil, evil woman, and the Bible talks about having a Jezebel spirit, an evil, evil spirit of manipulation and fear. She always brought fear. So when you hear of a Jezebel spirit, it's someone who's bringing a spirit of fear. So what it's telling us, I want to read you this passage because it's just too good, and it's found in 1 Kings 19. It says, so Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, and here's what she said: may the gods deal with me ever so severely if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of them. She threatened to kill him. And that's what happens, you guys. This spirit of fear threatens to kill us. The spirit of fear threatens to kill us. And that's exactly what's happening. We're wondering, am I going to die? Am I going to die from this thing? Am I going to catch it? I watched a video this morning of two or three people that contracted the disease and quickly died. And so your first thought is, will I even know if I have it? And will I die? See, that's the spirit of Jezebel. That's the spirit of fear. And look what Elijah did. He did the same thing that most of us do. It says, Elijah was afraid and he ran for his life. Elijah was afraid and he ran for his life. That's what happens when the spirit of fear comes over you. You run and you hide. It says, when he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there and he said, hey, I got to go alone. And he walks alone a journey into the distance. And he said he came to a broom bush and he sat down under it and he prayed that he might die. That's how the enemy takes us out. He tries to kill his church. He tries to kill our voice. He tries to kill the passion in us for Christ. So here's Elijah, this great prophet of God, this man of God that just saw wonders and signs and was able to call down fire from heaven. God did a mighty thing. But then once Jezebel threw down the gauntlet of fear, and once fear came into his life, he ran for his life and he said, God, kill me. I am better off dead. And that's what I think a lot of us are saying, God, just kill me. And maybe we're not physically asking for that, but we're hiding and we're afraid and we're not thriving. If you are hiding and you're not thriving, then you're not walking under the power and the passion and the protection of the Holy Spirit of God. And look what happens. I love it, the scripture. It says, he lay down under the bush and he fell asleep. Whew. I'm telling you, some of us need to rest. Some of us need to just rest. And the Bible goes on, and here's what it says. All at once, the angel touched him and said, get up and eat. And he looked around, and there was provided for him by his head some bread baked on some hot coals and a jar of water. And he ate it, and he drank it, and he lay down again to rest. I'm telling you what, he was exhausted. He was defeated. He was under spiritual warfare. And I think what's happening, guys, in this day that we are at home, we need to be resting under the supernatural power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit of the living God. He is bringing us food. He is bringing us drink, and he's telling us to rest. Your greatest warfare is in your rest. It's not in being worried and consumed with fear. It's in resting. Our message today from the book of 1 Kings 19, listen to me, is as you're at home, rest. Now rest as you're warring in the spirit. Don't war in the flesh. Know the difference from warring in the flesh and warring in the spirit. Every time you think about this coronavirus, the name Corona means crown. Our Lord, our God, is the King of Kings. We crown him with all glory and honor and majesty. We will not crown the gods of this world. And the crown of this world, this coronavirus, is trying to destroy us with its spikes. The spike of this throne of this world is trying to bring defeat and discouragement and depression and suicide and temptation and anger and jealousy and suspicion. Those are all the spikes on the crown of the coronavirus. But I'm telling you what, take that crown off of your head and take the crown of the Lord Jesus Christ and let it protect you. Let the blood of the Lamb protect you. I'm telling you what, guys, there's something, it's just, there's no coincidence that this is called a crown. There's no coincidence that this coronavirus is a virus of death and discouragement, and start to see spiritual things. God gives us signs and wonders in the heavens. He tells us if we will see with spiritual eyes, we'll see what's happening, and begin to pray that over your life. Every time you think of that coronavirus and the spikes in that throat, in that crown, see, they're little prickles, they're little spikes in that crown. Think about every way the enemy's trying to take you out with that throne, and take that throne off. Throw that crown down. Throw that crown down in Jesus' name. Throw that crown and just say, I will not let you be over me. I will not let you take me out. I will not let you destroy me. I'm telling you what, we need to think about Elijah. And instead of running from the Jezebels of this world, we need to sit under the broom tree and rest. And we need to let the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of the living God comfort us. Do you hear me? Every day I'm starting to see more things. And what happened, our eyes were glossed over. There was so much we didn't see because we were so immune to the Spirit of God showing us what to do. We were so a part of the world. We were so, our focus was on the cares of the world that we didn't see what God was doing. I was just reading a Daniel this morning, and we're going to talk about it next week at our time together, when the king called him in and he said, can you interpret the handwriting on the wall? And I'm telling you, God is giving us handwriting on the wall. God is giving us signs and wonders, guys. God is telling us, do you see what I see? Do you hear what I hear? We are living in supernatural times. We will never go back to where we were. It is a new normal. It's time for the church to rise up. It's time for us to speak out and say what God is doing. I don't believe God brought this harm, but I believe that God can use this in our life. And as we, the church, wake up and speak up and begin to see what God is doing in this supernatural realm, in this supernatural world. So, guys, it's crazy. People are sending me, have you heard this? Have you seen this? Hey, it's great to listen and learn and be on these feeds and listen to doctors and listen, but get off of social media for a little while every day. Go for a walk. Pray, let God be your media. Let God download words and signs and wonders and scriptures and verses. Hear from him. He will show you supernatural things that will bring you much more comfort than a doctor, much more comfort than a media feed. I'm telling you, God wants to do a new thing. He wants to start with you. So you guys, I want us to pray, and then I'm going to give you some verses at our time, at the end of our time together, and I'm going to ask you to go to my website, either Tammy Hudson Pillar or Women of Influence, and on my front homepage, I've given you 12 verses of comfort that you can actually print. I printed mine. They're right here, and I put them by my bedside, and every night before I go to sleep, I read these 12 verses over me. And I'm going to encourage you to read those verses over yourself every time you start to battle fear. The fear of the disease, the fear of your marriage, the fear of your children, the fear of your job, the fear of your income. Satan is a spirit of fear. We cannot let him win this battle. We cannot let him win this war. Saints, rise up, and speak out. Let's pray right now. We're going to pray right now. I specifically want to pray over the spirit of fear today. That's all we're really going to pray about, because so many people right now are bombarded with fear and the spirit of, it's a spirit of depression, anxiety, uncertainty. Why do I feel this way? Because it's a spirit that you have to rebuke. in Jesus' name. So Father God, our time at the wall together today is specifically for us to join together in Jesus' name over the spirit of fear. We say, spirit of coronavirus, be gone. Spirit of coronavirus, be gone. God, would you teach us how to enjoy the spirit of love? You tell us that you give us the spirit of love, of joy, and of a sound mind. Father, teach us how to put on that spirit. Spirit of the living God, would you move? God, I don't underestimate what you're doing in the earth today. This is a global pandemic that has come on us too quickly to not be something that you're not a part of. You protect your children. You love your children. You lead your children. You fill your children. And God, teach us how to war. I'm asking right now for myself, when I start to move into that spirit of discouragement or depression or sadness, because I'm not in my typical environment. I'm at home and I'm feeling blue and sad and separated from my friends. God, teach us how to fight that spirit. And we fight it with the word of God, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. God, we pray right now over everyone that's listening, that they'll start to cry out spiritual songs and hymns and scriptures. So Father God, right now at this wall, we agree together as women of influence that the word of God would awaken our country, would awaken our world, would awaken our hearts. And in Jesus' name, I'm going to pray the word of God over you right now. I'm going to pray the word of God, Deuteronomy 31:6, in Jesus' name. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go out before you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you in Jesus' name. Isaiah 41:10, do not be afraid, I am with you. Do not be discouraged, I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Isaiah 41:13, in Jesus' name, for I, the Lord your God, will hold you in my right hand. I will say to you, fear not, I will help you. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Why should I be afraid? As the Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? Psalm 55:22, give your burdens to the Lord and he will take care of you. He will not permit the ungodly to slip or fail. Psalm 116:6, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Listen to me. Pray these scriptures, and there's more on this page, over and over and over. Almighty God, we are praying. We are praying as your children, God. We don't know where to go but to you. There is nowhere to go. You will not let our foot stumble. You will not let our heart break. You will protect us. You will put a safeguard around us. We are your children. God, we pray as you're moving and you're working. It makes no sense what's happening. It makes no sense. No one can get their hands around this. God, you are moving and you are working and you are making our hearts tremble because we're calling out to Almighty God to work in an almighty way. God, we pray revival, protection in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I'm praying that. In Jesus' name, I'm praying that. When fear cripples you, call out to Jesus. Father God, this did not take you by surprise. And I was reading today in the Old Testament how when Israel was taken captive by Egypt, and God, you were calling them out and you were telling them not to be afraid and not to turn back and not to look at the gods of Egypt. God, we pray you would lead us into the promised land. And our promised land is a land of protection. Our promised land is a land of safety. Father, you are our God, and we are praying that you would lead us out of this bondage of Egypt, this bondage of fear, this bondage of the coronavirus, and lead us into our promised land. God, as we're getting ready for Good Friday next week and for Easter, Father, we believe in the salvation of the cross. God, we know that you died to sin on our behalf and you rose again. What greater time for the church to wake up and rise up than at Easter? God, we mourn the fact that we have to die to our sin. God, let us all recognize that. God, I today had to confess so many sins that I've been harboring in my heart. And God, I want to understand resurrection power. Resurrection power. God, you rose on Sunday that we would not be a slave to our sin. And God, that sin is fear. And so we pray that right now in Jesus' name that you would do a mighty work. And just like God, Elijah was afraid. Elijah was afraid and he sat under the tree and he said, oh God, kill me. God, we do not want to be overcome by fear, but we want to overcome fear. So I pray in Jesus' name right now that this is a good word falling on good ears and that your women would rise up and we'd see spiritual things. We'd see what you're doing. We'd awaken to what you're doing. And we would rest and wait under that tree because, Father God, you let him sleep until you came and woke him up for his next assignment. And it's time for us to rest. It's time for us to wait. It's time for us to be the church until you call your army together again. So God, I love you and I thank you for this time together. Show us what to do. Show us how to be the church. Show us how to be your army. Show us how to be your daughters. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. You guys, today my message was specifically for all of us that are struggling with fear. And this passage of Elijah in 1 Kings 19 is for us. When you feel like you want to get under that tree and say, just kill me, God comes and he meets you. He meets you with bread and he meets you with water and he feeds you and he tells you to rest. So I'm telling you what, if you're feeling overcome, just rest. Now here's, I want to end with this. We can't just sit around in the kumbaya state. We need to get out and get some exercise. We need to be eating good foods. We need to be taking vitamins. We need to be reading our Bible. We need to get, like I said, exercise. There's things you need to do or you're going to fall into a spirit of depression. I'm telling you that. We're not meant to sit around and do nothing. Have some virtual parties with your friends. Get involved with the empowerment program. If you can go out and shop, do that. If you can deliver food, do that. If you can pray in your prayer room, do that. Watch some exercise videos. I'm telling you, we're going to get through this, but be smart. Our physical bodies need to be in motion. Do you remember when God, we were in the Garden of Eden, what is it he did? He breathed life into our lungs. Life into our lungs. So remember that God is breathing life into your lungs. And say that over yourself over and over. A lot of times I just go into my room and I just breathe in the breath of life. Life into my lungs. Because God wants to speak. He wants to move. And you guys, don't take for granted this time. He's doing something fresh. He's doing something new. He loves you dearly. And I thank you for being here. So I just want to do a quick shout out to some of you that are on. Please share this prayer time together. Sandy, thank you so much. Share this time. Carla Ann, please share it. Karen, share it. Leanne, you guys share this time. Go down and share. Thank you for being a part of this. And as you have needs, let us know that in the feed. If you know someone that needs food, reach out to us. Through this feed, we'll get back with you with Women of Influence, Influence Church Empowerment Program. This is a place, a safe place that we can come together and remember where your battle is. Remember where your victory is. Remember that the war is won in Jesus Christ. I love you guys so much. We'll be together again tomorrow at noon here at the wall. Send me prayer requests. I'm going to put them in the wall right now. Pray at this wall. A couple of you have asked, can I come pray? So our doors aren't open right now, but we are virtually praying at this wall right now for every one of you. And we love you guys. We're praying for you, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless.